Bank of Cardiff. This is Hashem.
Hashem, this is Blaze Fettig, Vortex Marine Construction.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, yourself?
I'm doing pretty well.
Good. I have actually heard of your bank. We had been talking about reaching out to you folks on a couple of different things, but I understand I got a message from you on a line of credit pre-qualification.
Yes, sir. Working capital and equipment financing, and it was a pre-approval for $250K, I believe.
Okay. Do you have some information you can send me about your bank?
Absolutely.
Rates and such?
Absolutely. I can send you all that. Hold on. Let me see if I can pull you up. What was the name of the company again? Sorry.
Vortex. It's V-O-R-T-E-X. Vortex Marine Construction.
Vortex. Oh, yes. I do believe I called you earlier. Vortex Marine. Why are we not coming up here? All right, let's just write it on paper. All right, so Vortex Marine Construction. And were you looking for like a working capital or what was it?
Well, working capital, if you've got good rates, we always like working capital lines.
Right. Okay, so rates depends. So you're not looking for equipment financing, you're working for working capital.
Well, we're doing a refi right now. The GE line that you had indicated,
yes.
The GE portfolio was all sold to Wells Fargo.
Okay, I see. Sold to
at
Wells
the beginning Fargo. Of this year, so we are looking to refi that. So we have a equipment backed. We have an equipment-backed facility as well, equipment financing.
Oh, okay, I see. Perfect.
So we've got kind of two things
Those
that we
are
might
our,
be interested in.
Our two specialties then, equipment financing and working capital.
And I recently heard about your bank, so it was interesting to hear to receive a call.
Oh, okay, good. I'm glad that you actually did hear of us. Where did you hear of us?
It was somebody in the construction business. I think they had mentioned that they were doing. It was a contractor down in the Southern Cal area.
Oh, okay, yeah. We actually like very focused with construction companies and manufacturers and things like that, because a lot of them need funding for contract-based jobs where the payment doesn't come in until after the work's done. So that's where we.
That's true.
Yeah,
we've got a. We've got everything starting right now, so that's why we're interested in that type of funding.
Okay, I see. And what kind of equipment usually is it that you deal with?
Well, on the marine equipment, we buy cranes and barges, and we sell them on projects. It's larger equipment, but generally, cranes, pile driving equipment.
Okay. Pile driving equipment. And how much were you interested in getting, would you say?
Well, we have a facility, our equipment back facility. We're not quite ready to go on the market with the refi of that yet. We will probably towards the end of this year.
Absolutely.
And that's currently we're currently looking at about a we might be selling some equipment, some resources out of that, and that's what we're trying to determine right now.
Right.
That was about a $7 or $8 million facility.
Seven or eight. Okay. And if you don't mind me asking, how were sales like last year?
We're about a $30 million company. We were down to about $10 million last year, but very profitable.
$10 million in sales?
Yeah.
Okay.
But was it 5 years ago? We were $30
million. Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Why did it go down so fast?
There's been the economy and a lot of the infrastructure work has really gone down. It's coming back up right now.
Right.
We're seeing pretty good improvement in number of jobs coming out. So we're actually getting hit with picking up work right now. That's just the regrowth, just regrowing is taxing on cash flow at times.
Yeah, of course. Okay, let's see. So based on the 10 million, that's your gross annual sales, you were saying?
We'll probably be up around 15 this year.
10, 15. Okay, so based on the 10, we're mm-hmm. looking at about 1 to 1.5 at the max.
1 to 1.5. What are you talking about now?
As a working capital loan.
A working capital line? Okay.
Correct. So, because typically we do 10 to 15% of your top line revenue.
Right.
And that's what we loan out to you as unsecured cash. So there isn't even any like collateral on your end or anything like that. You just base it off of your sales.
Okay. Are there covenants on that? What's the term of that facility?
Hang on one second. Can you give me 1 minute? Let me just see if there's a...
Sure.
Just 1 second. Let's just see here. Hello?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to put Jeremiah on the phone with you right now. He's our senior, so he knows a little bit more than I do about like rates and things like that.
Sure, okay.
He's right here. There you go.
Hey, how you doing? It's Jeremiah.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, good. What's your first name?
Blaise, B-L-A-I-S-E.
B-L-A-I-S-E?
Yeah.
I like that name, Blaise. That's cool. Hashim was kind of telling me you were interested in possibly taking out some capital for your business. What were you looking at exactly?
Well, we are looking at working capital type of a debt facility with good rates. Probably about a 2 to 3 year term.
Okay. 2 to 3 year term, and did you have a specific amount in mind that you were possibly thinking about bringing on?
I think $1 million would probably be a good. He indicated we have a pre-qualification for 250, but probably we've got a lot of jobs starting right now. Probably if we had a little bit higher capacity, that would be better. Do you have a revolver or is this just a straight term loan?
This is going to be a straight term loan.
Okay,
so basically how this needs to make sense for you and your business is you need to kind of determine what you're going to be using the capital for, and then what's your return on investment on what are you flipping this money, or is it just what are you doing with the money exactly?
No, it's just for financing project startup on until projects become positive cash flow.
Okay, and then what's the positive cash flow once your projects are complete? What are you projecting to make off these projects?
Oh, it's variable. I mean, we're in the construction business. There's a range on rate on returns on the projects, but I think it's consistent with general heavy construction industry standards.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I can tell you that about 40% of our business is construction companies, which we understand all the time. You guys are constantly looking for cash flow, and to help with this exact issue, whether it's sometimes it's, some companies need money for payroll because they're going to be slow paid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Takes 60, 90 days. So, but in your situation, you'd be using it for cash flow for projects. So what I'm thinking, what's your guys' gross annual sales?
Well, we're down right now. As I mentioned to Hashim, we're down probably, last year was 10 million. but we were, you know, we're down from about 30 million a couple of years prior to that. So it's,
wow.
I think we're coming back up right now.
Wow. Why the dip?
Yeah, it's just a market, just what's happening within the heavy civil market. We've just been a lot more competition. We're working in California primarily, and there's been a lot of regulatory intervention on when we can actually work in the water. So we've got a couple of things that we've been struggling with that have been caused us to go into different markets, a little bit more geographical, expansion. So that's what we've got now working to our advantage.
Okay. That sounds like you're getting back into it. We're located in California as well. We're in San Diego. Off Miramar here. Are you 100% owner of the business, Blaze? Or
yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how long have you guys been in business for?
Just short of 25 years.
25 years. Wow, that's awesome. And do you have any current loans out right now for the business?
Yeah.
Okay. Are they working capital loans? Is it just a regular SBA? What type of loan is it that you have out with the business?
Hashim had identified it in his message to me. We've got equipment financing.
Okay, equipment loans. That's fine. Okay.
Yeah.
Because here's what I'm thinking. We actually have a very simple process just to see what we can do and the amount of money we can get you. With your type of sales, we're going to try to shoot for a minimum of $500,000 to get you in for working capital. And we're a relationship-based bank. So we're going to obviously get you the $500,000 at the best rate possible. And there's a lot of factors that kind of come in because we don't have what you call an APR, is probably what you're used to. We have a fixed payback. So you borrow the $500,000 and you know what you're paying back on top of that within that two-year time frame.
Mm-hmm.
So the application process is actually really easy. It's just a short one-page app. We need 6 months of the business bank statements and your guys' most recent tax return. Did you guys file for 2015 already?
No, it's on. We don't file till later this year.
Okay. So do you have 2014?
Yep.
Okay. Cool. How soon? Let's say everything goes well. Let's say the $500,000 is approved. You guys, you like the terms. How soon would you be looking to bring this capital on for your business?
I don't really understand the question. If it's approved, if we sign a proposal and you approve it, how long would it take for you to us to accept it? That we would.
No. I'm sorry. No. When are you guys looking to bring on the capital? Would you need the money right away, or is there a project where you're 30 days down the road we would want to take it out, or is it something that you could use tomorrow?
No, we would, if this is not a, I would prefer a revolver. Apparently you don't have such a facility though, a revolver. So we mm-hmm. would just take it as necessary.
Yes, correct.
So we would be paying. Okay, I understand. So the question is, when cash wise, when would be optimal timing for us? We're getting into our busy season right now,
okay.
And this is where cash becomes, probably as valuable as it can be over the next 3 to 4 months.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, Blaze, would love a shot here to throw our hat in the ring and try to help your business out and kind of build that relationship with your business. I can have Hashim go ahead and send over that application to you. How soon do you think you could get the paperwork back into us?
Well, I don't know. I want to find some more out, a little bit more about the type of loan, the structure of it, and your rates. I think that's the most important thing to us.
Okay.
You have some good literature on the structure of the loan. You mentioned is there a flat fee for the 2 year period? Is that what you're talking about? That just paid back at any time during the 2 years?
Okay, so there's a flat fixed payment that you're paying back, right? Flat fixed amount that you're going to pay back, the total. So every time you make a payment, it's not like on a credit card where you make the minimum payment, you're paying the interest only, right?
Right.
So how it works, it's not like that. With this, whatever your payment is, your weekly or monthly payment, that goes towards your total payback. and it's a fixed amount, you know when it's going to be paid off.
Well, wouldn't that be the same as just a fully amortized type schedule? Is that what's? I'm not sure if I'm understanding the difference.
It's similar, but with this loan, like there's no prepayment penalty as well, so you could pay it off early, and you don't get penalized for it. So it's just a set amount that you pay back. Typically, I'll be upfront with you. Typically, the rates will probably start around 10 cents on the dollar and kind of go up from there.
When you say 10 cents on a dollar, is that a 10% rate?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's 10 cents depending on how long the term is, right? So typically when I say 10 cents on the dollar, let's say that's based on a one-year term.
Well, for sake of illustration, we have let's just talk about a million dollar line at a two-year term. What would your rate be on a per annum rate?
On a two-year term, if everything that it's pretty much impossible for me to say because I'm not an underwriter, so I can't give you like a specific number. And because there's so many factors, it's your time in business, it's the industry you're in, it's your personal credit. How would you rate your personal credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I think my personal credit's excellent.
Okay,
but so, I mean, just give me a normal rate.
Okay,
kind of a middle of the road rate for you folks.
I would say anywhere between 10 to 20 cents on the dollar.
I can't translate that. They're 10 cents on the dollar. You're talking about a 10 cent rate, a 10% rate per annum.
Correct, per dollar. So every dollar you borrow, you pay you're really only making 80 cents. Keeping 80 cents, right? Because you're paying an extra 20 cents on top.
Are you talking about a 20% rate or a 10%? I'm trying to understand the structure of this thing. Are you talking about actually a 20% rate on the loan?
It could be, yeah. It could be. Well, here's what you got to understand, Blaze, is that it's unsecured. Okay, so if we give you $500,000 to $1 million, it's unsecured money. It's not collateralized. It doesn't go on your personal credit. Okay, that's why the rate's a little bit higher than your typical, you know, Chase and Wells Fargo. We're gonna give you the money, and we gotta hope you pay us back. So there is no you put up your house for the money. There's nothing collateralized here. It's all unsecured. You can do with whatever you want with the money.
I've never heard of an unsecured loan like that.
Yeah, that's what we do. That's why I don't want you to be freaked out when you're like, oh my goodness, you know, I'm used to this 5% rate for 5 years. Yeah, that's because you're putting up your house, you know, your cars, your boat, everything's collateralized. We're going to charge
you. Well, this has, let me interrupt you here for a second. This has, oddly, as horrible as what you just said is, it has a very practical, there is a very practical application I can think of for this. Interesting. Your timing may be good. I would never conceive of a 20% rate ever in a normal business transaction, but there may be a use for something like that. How long does it typically take you to turn around your underwriting?
I can get you an approval in about 24 hours, and if you guys like the terms, I can get you funded in about 48 hours.
Huh. So you work fast. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Send me information. I've got a bid coming up where, if we're successful, we need a cash infusion in the company, and with a rate of whatever we would agree on, I can at least put that in the bid. That's interesting. If you can email me the information you've got, let me take a look at it. I'll sit with my CFO. We'll go through it. And we can determine whether or not this is good timing to move forward or something like that.
Absolutely. What's a good email for me to send it over to?
It's bfettig, F-E-T-T-I-G, bfettig at vortex, V as in Victor, O-R-T-E-X, hyphen, the letters sfb.com.
Okay. So I got B-F-E... T-T-I-G at Vortex, V-O-R-T-E-X hyphen S-F-B.com.
Yep, that's correct.
Perfect.
And one other thing, do you have any references with companies that you have done similar transactions with that you'd be okay with us speaking with?
That's a great question. What I can give you right up front is our website and our Google Plus reviews, where hundreds of businesses have left comments and their feelings, good and bad, right? So you could read those, kind of get an idea of what we do. And you can actually just check out our website as well. We're an A+, you know, Better Business Bureau rating. Like I said, hundreds of Google Plus reviews. We've been in business now for about 14 years.
Okay. I'm just I love to see how you're handling with the no security. I'd like to see how you're handling that. Are there covenants, or how do you
You're the personal guarantor. Okay, well, the owners of the company. If you're 50%, it would be you and your partner.
Okay.
So you're basically
I'm personally securing this thing then.
Personally securing it, right. But it doesn't show up on your credit report. Okay. We only take it to that next level is if we don't get our money back. We can't go and take anything. There's nothing we can take. So you're the only person we have to pursue in trying to get this money back. But that's it. That's it. It's come down just to you saying you're going to. Bottom line, if the numbers make sense, then we're perfect for a situation depending on whatever you're in. Right? If the numbers make sense, you're like, dude, if you guys can get me $500,000 and I'm able to do this project, and even if I pay you guys whatever percentage back, I'm still going to make this much on top. It just makes sense because it's not even my money. Right? So that's bottom line. That's what it comes down to.
We may have something that makes sense like that. So, all right, good. I'll look forward. What's your name?
Jeremiah.
Okay, I'll look forward to your email, and let's see what you got, and we'll take it from there.
Absolutely, Blaze. Appreciate your time, man.
Thanks a lot.
Bye. Bye.